Somewhere the Gevalt today on the Megillah, I think it's such a beautiful vault. He gave me such a Gevalt. It says by the Megillah, in Megillah it says that, to find the right Pasuk, that Motcha went, Uvechol Yoim Voyoim, here it is, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Uvechol Yoim Voyoim, Umotcha mishalech lifnei chatzar beis anoshim ledas eshloim Esther mayase bo. Motcha, once Esther was taken against her will into the palace of Achashverosh, and she was there, so she was there against her will, and it says over here that Motcha went every single day, v'chol yom v'yom every day, Motcha mishalech lifnei chatzar melech. Motcha would go around lifnei, before chatzar beis anoshim, he would be going there in the courtyard of the palace, Ladash Shalom Esther, to know the well-being of Esther, whom I asked about how she's doing. And he truly kept, and according to the Cheshbon works out, it was about nearly 5 years that he would go v'chol yom v'yom, possibly every single day, but he went to check how she's doing. Every single day, v'chol yom v'yom, she went. And it's very interesting to know, because it's not, why is it so relevant? Did he go every day? Did he go once a week? Why is it so important to know that Motcha went every single day to visit Esther to know if she's doing okay when she was taken and kidnapped into King Achashverosh's palace? What's the significance of going every single day? So Meidig Vot, and the Vot is as follows, it's from the Sfas Emes. He says as follows, that we would have thought that this great nace that took place, the great nisim that took place, was a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Motcha and the Yidden so much that he gave this great Yeshuas to Klal Yisrael of the dangers of Haman and dangers of Achashverosh and the danger of Amalek. It was such great dangers and it was such a tragedy for Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, and they were redeemed from those dangers. So Hashem says, no, it's not true. Hashem would not have saved us if not for the fact that Motcha HaTzadik was Moshe Nefesh. The fact that he went every single day and he truly cared for Esther, who was the Yesoma, as the apostle said, she didn't have a father, didn't have a mother. He was the closest relative, and he truly cared for her. Only because he truly cared for her, and he went every single day to check on her well-being for approximately 5 years, he went and he cared for her. Only because of that, says Fas Emes, Motcha, specifically, and Klal Yisrael in general, was zoche to a nes. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only give a nes to somebody who truly cares and is dedicated and committed and is moser nefesh for Klal Yisrael. That's why it's really critical and essential to the fact that he went every single day to check on her. If not, if he would have failed to go every single day, he would be lacking in his mesilas nefesh for Klal Yisrael, Hashem would not have caused the great issue to take place. I think it's unbelievable to the Halakas of Hashemus. Purim Tov Rish Lamed Zayin. Okay, we're up to this an interesting vault, Reb Gideon. What do you think? I think it's a very powerful vault. Simon Reish Tati Tes Rabbi Yisai. We're up to Seif Ches. We'll be learning more about the Yain and its part during Havdalah. We'll be moving on then to Seif Yud, which is telling us a very important halachas with regards to the Issa Melacha before Havdalah. We are not allowed to do melachas prior to Havdalah. What does that mean in terms of, does that really mean no melachas can be done before Havdalah? Some melachas can, some melachas can't. What about women? Can they do melachas before Havdalah or not? How does that exactly work? Especially if you don't daven, you do daven. All this will be clarified in Seif Yud Bezer Hashem. So Seif Ches, which is the bottom Seif in page Ayin Vav, tells us the following. Shepoyter Ayin, Shepseich HaMozoin, Sheyein HaTzorich Levoi Cholov. We went very briefly through that on Thursday, that if when a person makes Havdalah and he has in mind straight after Havdalah he's going to have more wine in the meal. He's going to have more wine during the meal now. So we know that if he has that specifically in mind, not only for the Havdalah, but he also has in mind the wine which is going to be drunk later during the Melav Demalka, so that he doesn't have to make a new bracha for Berpe Agofen during the Melav Demalka, he can just enjoy the wine without making a renewed bracha. So now, when you have exempt the wine, which is eating during the meal, in which you don't need to make a new bracha, when you have that wine, gam, similarly also, you similarly also do not need to make a bracha achoyna, on having said the Havdalah. In other words, you say, on the wine, you do not recite any bracha achoyna, you go straight into Melava de Malka, you will not make a new bracha on the wine during Melava de Malka, and then you're going to bench. And when you bench, that's going to include everything. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us. Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Chof Zayin. Hainu. Sifkot Chof Zayin, third wide line. Shepoite. Hainu. Noaz bevadei amrinon, we certainly say the shtir chadohi, we consider it as long, one long drinking. The drinking of the avdola merges with the drinking of the meal. Ve'abirkas hamozen, and the benching poite exempt. Gam also lekois avdola, the avdola wine. Mibocha choyna from the bocha choyna. Ve'afilu, and even. Himbech birkas hamozen below kois, even if you normally drink, if you're gonna bench without wine, without kois, you're still exempting with the benching. Ta'birkas hamozoin atzmoi poetry, the benching will exempt all the wines, and that includes also the wine which is made by Havdolem. But if you don't drink wine during the meal, and you also don't bench with wine, and you're not going to have any wine during the meal, and you're not going to have any wine during benching, then, if you only make purple agafen by half dollar, and you're not going to have any more wine, then you don't exempt the bocha choyna of the wine by benching. You will need to make al gefen al pri gefen after half dollar. Does that make sense? Okay, let's see, 1 second. V'imein lo yelakoyz echot, Shulchan, 1 second. Shulchan Aruch finishes speaking. V'imein lo yelakoyz echot, if a person only has got one cup of wine, v'sovu, and he believes, she'ovio lo yayin yoysa, and he believes that it's going to be more wine, it's going to be brought during the meal, he's going to have an avdamalke, more wine is going to be brought. V'hevdil al oysa yikoyz, and he made avdolah on that wine, which is, he only has one cup of wine, he made avdolah on that wine, thinking and assuming there's going to be more wine being brought so soon, which is not happening. No wine was brought. And a bench without a kois. He does need to make a bracha achoyna al kois shel avdola on the, he needs to make a specific bracha achoyna on the wine. In other words, it depends if he had in mind that he's going to be drinking more wine later and no wine was brought, then he should make a specific bracha achoyna on that. Because it turned out to be that he only made the bracha and he only drank wine part of the havdalah and not more than that, and therefore it requires its own bracha achoyna, will not be patterned with the benching. Yes. Yes, Mishayim will say no, he will make, what order? In which order? I don't know which order. Very unusual indeed. Very, very unusual. Yeah, I don't know what order you're going to make. Why is that?
Zion says, especially in the Ramah, it says that Yesh, when you don't pass out, and
you can't tell the other person to leave there. One second, I'm after the Aliyah, I'll show you, I feel he will. Okay, wine was present to this. It's a bit different. One second, let me just think. Yeah, here. So I'm not sure. I don't know what the answer is. Yeah. What were you saying? Yeah, Kiddush is different. That's exactly what Shavuot points out in Sifkot and Choftes, that it's different than Kiddush, because Kiddush needs to be more Kamsud Avdol or not. So it's more intrinsically part. Sif Tess, Rabbi Yisai. Okay, a person wants to, impatiently, he wants to go straight after Avdolah, he wants to go into Melav de Malka. So, if a person wishes to eat Techev immediately after the Avdolah, he must be careful. He must be careful not to bring bread to the table prior Havdolah to the Havdolah. So you want to have straight away Havdolah and straight away after you want to eat. That's okay, that's fair enough, that's good. But just make sure that you don't bring the challah, so the bread, onto the table when you're making Havdolah. Why not?
It's a high bracha.
It's very good, absolutely. That's what Mishneh Berurah says. That you're going to run into, it's a bizui lepas, Mishneh Berurah says, Lamed Aleph says, that if you bring the bread onto the table, you've got a problem over here. How can you make a bracha without referring to the bread at all? It's, so Veim Havin, if you did bring the bread, Perles Alov Mapo, you need to cover the bread with some sort of covering, Umechasanu, you cover it up. Lefisho Mukhtam Beposuk, because it comes first in the Posuk, V'tzorach Lag Dimoy, and the bracha on bread must come first, Him Lo Yechasanu, if it's not covered. Mishneh Berurah Tzev Kotlan Lamed Aleph, look at the words in the end of the line, have a bizui lepas, it's disrespectful to the bread. You cannot have the bread there and completely ignore it, you can't do that. So rather what you have to do, if you want to make kavdola now, and you're ignoring the bread, you must cover the bread in order to make the bracha bo'er pe'a gofen. Sif Yud. Oh, that's now the Sif. Rabbi Yisrael about melochus. So there is an Issa Rabbanon that it's true that once it is Motze Shabbos, really, in terms of Deraisas, any Torah Issa doesn't apply anymore because it's not Shabbos anymore. Once it's Nacht, it's Motze Shabbos, and really, you're allowed to do melochus. However, Chachamim said that it is not the whole truth. Chachamim said that even although it is now Motze Shabbos, but the Rabbanon still made an additional Issa Rabbanon not to do melachas before you made any Avdolah. Yeah.
Well,
it's completely fine. You've done Avdolah. That's considered Avdolah. It's an Avdolah.
The woman hasn't.
Oh, a woman will speak about women. The Rambam is very busy with women. Says Sif Yud. Also, last is Shum Melocha. You are not allowed to do any Melochas. Kodim Sheyavdil, before you do Avdolah. And that is a rule. It's an Issa Rabbanon. You're not allowed to do Melochas before Avdolah. And the Mishneh Berurah Tzivkot Lamed Gimel tells us, let's start with Tzivkot Lamed Beis. Shum Melocha, any Melocha may not be performed. Afilu, Chafotzim or Asurim Medivai Seifim, even rabbinical restrictions may not be done before Avdolah. Sivkot Lamed Gimel, Koidim Shiavdil, Hainu Afilu Meshetech Shach. It's Nacht already. It's Motze Shabbos. It's after the Zman. You're not allowed to do those melochas because you haven't done Avdolah. Kiven Shalahiv Dil Adain, the words of the Mishnah Berurah now, very interesting. Since you have not done Avdolah, Chal Bemiktsas Kedushas Shabbos Olov, there is a slight element of the Kedusha, of the holiness of Shabbos, Olav on him, v'osu chazal b'melocha, and Chachamim are still restricting the any melochas. Look at those words. Chal b'miktsas Kedusha Shabbos. There is an element of Kedusha Shabbos in it. I find that very interesting. Very interesting. Since you haven't done Avdolah, there's still a Kedusha Shabbos. Yeah.
But, as well as actual Avdolah, I thought it was more to do melacha after, if one says,
yeah, we'll speak about that. That's the Ramah. We'll get to that in one minute. We'll get to that. We'll get to that as well. Absolutely. So says the Ramah.
One other point then. If you're going by what you said, you can't even lock up until you make Abdullah.
Yeah.
And somebody's forgot to make Abdullah, they can do it till Tuesday. Does that mean if they haven't done Abdullah on Motze Shabbos and they suddenly do it on Tuesday,
yeah, but there's a way out, and we'll see that in a minute, what it is. That's what women do, and that's the way out. If you have done Havdalah during davening, which we call Atochen Antonu, Muta, then it's permitted. If you've done some sort of Havdalah, the Havdalah in davening, that's considered a Havdalah. It's a separation. You have said Atochen Antonu, you have done Havdalah. Afal pi, although you haven't done proper Havdalah with wine, but you have done a Havdalah. So the restrictions does not apply if you have said Atochen Antonu. So once you have davened, the Issa falls off, assuming you said Atochen Antonu. And if you need to, what happens if you need to make a melacha before davening? What would be an example for that? Right, just as Motze Shabbos, yeah, exactly, the minute that Motze Shabbos came, yeah, the second Motze Shabbos came, you haven't actually davened yet, Shul hasn't davened yet, nobody's davened yet, and you need to do melacha. So Oime Hamavdil ben Kodesh lechol. Shulchan Aruch says you may say Hamavdil ben Kodesh uvein achol. Hamavdil, Hakadosh Baruch Hu separates ben Hakodesh between holiness uvein achol and between weekday. Beloy bracha, without reciting a bracha. Ve'ois a melacha, and you can then do a melacha. So we're learning. There is really a restriction of doing melacha, although it's nacht. You may not do melachas before you've done Havdalah. Shulchan Aruch says this restriction, this Issa Darbanon, is removed if you start the Chanan Tonu. Point number one. Point number two, this Issa, this rabbinical restriction, is also removed if you say, very simply, the Pasuk of Boch, Amavdim and Kodesh of Venachol, but you do not say Hashem Hashem to it. It's not Boch with the name of Hashem.
I thought if you've had Boch, that's Mavdim as well. Because I remember when the lecture did go for Kai Yaakov, the Rav said the time after Boch, turned to the night, something after Boch.
I don't know about that. I don't know. We don't find that here. I don't know about that. If you just say Bochu, you mean just switching the lights off? Oh, I have something about switching lights off. Yeah. Switching. I've got something about switching lights on. Okay. Even never mind Bochu, but switching the lights on. We'll get to that. Lights on and off. Yeah, now the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Kotel Amidalet says as follows, La'oma Amavdil, Belevush Issa. The Levush has got slightly different wording for this bracha. Instead of saying the Ramah's words, which is, Boch Hamavdil, Bein HaKodesh Ben HaChol, what do we tend to say? Boch Hamavdil, Bein HaKodesh HaChol. So that's what the Levush says. Belevush Issa, Oima Boch Hamavdil, Bein HaKodesh Ben HaChol. Is that different? It's not a proper bracha. Kevin she'ein oimer b'shem u'malchus, you don't need the same of Hashem. Uma she'dai b'roshen zelin yinas yas melacha, and this suffices for doing melachas. Shulei kere, now you've done a heker, a recognizable sentence, as it were. Ba'al me lelavo is a melech. You've now said something to accompany the king, and that is sufficient. It's boch hamavdil. Yeah, you're right. Excuse me, you're right. It's not Ben HaKodesh Ben HaChol, it's the element of saying Boch. You're right. Levush says the word Boch. Yeah. So you've said something to distinguish between weekday and Shabbos. Yeah. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch now continues and speaks about the Noshim. V'chein Noshim. Ramon now says, what about women? Women also. Women generally don't have ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos, and therefore they don't say Atachon Antonu. So how are they going to do malachas? So the women that don't say Atachon Antonu in davening, they don't have ma'ariv normally. Yesh lelam don, we have to teach them shiyomru hamavdil mekodesh lechol. Here, that's the nusach of the Ramah. Por hamavdil mekodesh lechol. Koydim she'as melacha prior to them doing melachas. So women have to say Boch Hamavdil Mekodesh Lechol, otherwise they can't do melachas, and that rule applies to them as well. Now, the question that we need to ask at this point is it good enough to say Kudvoch? Because why is it sufficient to say Boch Hamavdil Mekodesh Lechol? The Mishneh Berurah says it's good enough to say Boch Hamavdim and Kodesh Lechol because that is a heker. You're actually making it a recognizable sentence. You've said a phrase. So surely one could ask, is it good enough to say Gudvoch or Shavua Toiv? Is that good enough to make a separation in order to?
No, because unlike the other phrase, you're not specifically saying that you're separating between Shabbos and weekday.
Yeah. Any other opinions? You don't say Boch, yeah? So you're saying that's good enough?
No, saying Boch isn't good enough.
Yeah, and what about... I see. It's not good enough. Wait, indeed. So the Poskim agree. The Poskim agree that just to say Shavua Toiv or to say Gudvoch is not sufficient. And although it resembles a little bit another discussion that we had with regards to Friday night. Do you remember the Rebbe Kivega of Good Shabbos? Rebbe Kivega has a question about saying Good Shabbos. If a person is a person Mekabel Shabbos by saying Good Shabbos, and there's all discussion about it, and whilst many disagree, there's maybe an argument to say that potentially maybe there's a Kabbalah Shabbos by saying Good Shabbos. But that's certainly only true, even if you want to be Machmir there, even if you insist on being Machmir, that Good Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos, even they will agree that saying Good Vach is not sufficiently a separation in Avdola, that by that you're allowed to do melachas. It is not good enough. And therefore, the poskim, this in Kelet, from Zalman and all the poskim, they all agree to what you said, that it's not good enough to say gudvach, and a person is to say boruch hamavdim kodesh l'choy. Now comes an additional opinion in the Ramah, and I think that is about your boruch case of switching the lights on. Let us see. V'yesh oyim, some say, the kolze melach gmura, everything that we discussed now, that is a rabbinical restriction, that you're not allowed to do melacha without Avdola, that is only true with a complete melacha, kagoin, such as koisev, if you're writing something, oirek, you are weaving, then that is a proper melacha, full-fledged melacha. There you need to say, Baruch Amavdim Kodesh Tuchol, otherwise you're also. Havodat lokas haneh ba'alma, but if you're just lighting a candle, oi, or, hoitzom reshus l'reshus, you're just carrying an item from one domain to another, and so Chazit does not need that. Whom is any special that minik, the Rama wants to say, and from the guy could be where the Mako comes from, where the minik, many people are accustomed to be lenient. Shemadliki Neiru is miyat. Some people have immediately the minik to go and light candles on Motzei Shabbos. Miyat shemu akol bochu. Immediately when people say bochu, that immediately go around and they light candles. We're talking about fire here, but they're lighting candles just after bochu. And that's where they come from. Why? Because that's not considered a full-fledged melacha. So when do we say that you need to say Baruch HaMavdil? That's only if you want to do proper melacha. It's like writing, weaving, cooking. But if it's just a matter of lighting a candle, you can just... Very good. Very good. Havala Ikik is Varushana Mishnebu actually holds that don't rely on this kula. The main melacha is that whether it is a proper melacha or a half-baked melacha, either way, you have to say Baruch HaMavdil Mekodesh Dechol. Now, I completely agree with your kasha. That it is very hard to understand. I don't know how you feel. How do you feel about this? Distinguishing between proper melachas and half-baked melachas. I mean, it's very hard to distinguish because we know there are, in terms of the lamatas melachas, there are chayef koras, and there are same biblical transgression, and as to whether it is a... what's the difference in terms of they're all called melachas machshavas and they're all considered a proper melacha? How would you find the difference? What's the difference in lighting a candle? It is a melacha. Pardon? It's a full-fledged melacha deraisa. But he still says it's a kind of melacha that it's not melacha gemura. I don't know what that means. It's hard to understand. And I assume that is why the remote doesn't like it, and he says you don't rely on it. Better to say Baruch HaMavdil and don't rely on this. We're not distinguishing between any types of melacha. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah has said in Tzivkot Lametes, he says Mizenish Pashaminik, the fact that people are lenient and go around with fire on Motzei Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says, I am Morgan Avram Shemir Pak from Moed al Minik. Morgan Avram said it's not a good minik. He says, because of itself, the Minai, non lechalik, but melacha melacha. How can he distinguish between melachas? It doesn't make a difference. How does it make sense to distinguish between this kind of melacha and that melacha? It's very hard to understand. And the Mishnah Berurah is, and that's what all the achronim, they strongly dislike this opinion. So that is in terms of doing melachas on Motzei Shabbos. I do understand why there was an urge to be lenient. I do understand why there was an urge. Why was there an urge? Because it was a shul, it was pitch dark, and it was Motzei Shabbos. People gathered together to daven Ma'ariv, and they wanted to. And there was no candles, and you know you want to light the candles in order that people should daven. They wanted Yidden to daven, and they can't light in the pitch. They can't daven in the pitch dark, so they wanted to enable Yidden to daven. So after Baruch, you can't say Baruch HaMavdil. So they wanted to be lenient and rely on that color. I understand why there was a room why they wanted to be Mekel, but it's hard to distinguish between Melachas. Okay, we continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Let us summarize what we learned tonight. We learned initially about the wine in the middle of the meal that does not require a Baruch HaChoyna on the most circumstances. We learned that if a person wishes to make Havdola leading straight into Melava Malka, he should not have the chalas on the table because it's a bizut, it's disrespectful for them, he needs to cover them. We also learned that a person is not allowed to do melachas before Havdola. Ideally, he should have the proper Havdola before doing melachas. Second best is to say Atachon Antonu, And alternatively, by saying Hamboruch Hamavdim Mekodesh Nechoil, that is sufficient to allow him to do melachas, and we saw various nuschos with this. No shame, that's where they're coming from, and they don't have Mariv, and they are okay to do just to say Boruch Hamavdil. And we learned that just to say Gudvach is not sufficient. We learned that there are some Yidin Wameikil to distinguish between kinds of melachas, and say very, very easy melachas wouldn't be included, and like carrying and lighting candles, but the Mishtabura and the Ramot strongly dislike, and they say you shouldn't rely on this color. More on this tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.